Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesecht des Yevamis, Peri Gimel Mishnah, hey, Schleusha Achin, we have three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Shnayim Ehem, two out of the three, Nesuyim Shtei Achoyes, are married to two sisters, Rachel and Leah. Reuven is married to Rachel, Shimon is married to Leah. The Echad Mufna. And one doesn't have a wife. He's open or empty, so to speak, literally. But it means Levi does not have a wife. Mes Echad Mibale Achoyes. One of the brothers that was married to the sisters died. Let's say Reuven died. Va'asaba Mufna Maimer. The Mufna, who is Levi, who did not have a wife, did a Maimer with Rachel. Remember again, what does Maimer mean? In a regular marriage, this kiddushin, let's say the chassan puts the ring on the kala's finger and says, "Areyat mekadeshes li b'tabazuk edas meshev Yisrael." She's now mekadeshes to him, and then comes nesuyin. So by yivum, really, when a tired is just the nesuyin. But beforehand, you do a mimer. It's a special kiddushin. So Levi did this mimer with Rachel, but the achakach meis achiv asheni. But then Shimon died, so now Levi is a shtickle stuck. If Shimon didn't die, Levi would have proceeded to be Miyavim Rachel. Now that Shimon died, Rachel's sister Leah also falls to him Liyivu. Beis Shammai, I mean the Beis Shammai say, no problem. Ishtai Imai, literally his wife is with him, meaning to say, you continue to be Miyavim Rachel. V'haloi, and as far as Leah is concerned, Teitzeh, she automatically goes out M'shem HaChaisisha. Well, if Levi's married to Rachel, and Leah is Rachel's sister, so Leah automatically goes out. You see, the Beis Shammai hold that when Levi did a maimer to Rachel, she is his wife min hatoyda. So later when Shimon dies, it's like any time that a woman falls liyivum, who is also your wife's sister, she automatically goes out. Ubeis Hillel, but the Beis Hillel say no, this is a big problem. You know what Levi's going to have to do over here? Moitzias Ishtoi, we're calling Rachel Ishtoi because the Maisa, he did start marrying her with the Maimer, but he's going to have to send her out now beget with a get, Uba Chalitza and Chalitza, V'yeshes Achiv and his other brother's wife, Leah, Shimon's wife, B'Chalitza just with Chalitza. See, the Mesil hold, Maimer's only Midrabbanon. So Levi Taka did a Maimer with Rachel, that only makes Rachel married to Levi Midrabbanon. Because Rachel's not fully married to Levi, now that Shimon dies, Levi has this situation again of where two sisters both have a Yivum connection to him, not a husband-wife connection, but there's a Zika that's called a Yivum connection. Both are potential Yivamas. Rachel, who was his brother Reuven's wife, and Leah, who was his brother Shimon's wife. And therefore, he can't be Miyavim any one, because each one is a sister to someone that has a Zika, a Chais Zika Kasa. So he's going to have to send Rachel out, even though he started marrying her with the Maimer, but for the Maimer, I'll have to give a get. That'll undo the Maimer. And she needs Chalitza. And also, Leah will have to have Chalitza. That's the problem with the Maimer in this case, because it connects Rachel only midrabanan. If Rachel was fully married, so we don't consider her a Yevama, she's a regular wife, then Leah falls to Levi Leivim. Okay, so Leah is potter, but Rachel is not completely married according to the Beis Hillel. And Zui Sha'amru, on this it is said, Oy lo yal ishtoi, it's Rachmanis on his wife, on Rachel, who cannot finish the marriage with Levi, Oy lo yal ishtoi sachiv, on his other brother's wife, on Shimon's wife Leah, because Levi cannot be miyavim her. So again, chazring over, we had three brothers over here, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Two were married to two sisters, and Levi did not have a wife at all. One of the brothers who were married to the sisters died, Reuven died, and Levi started to be Miyavim Rachel. When I say started, he gave her Maimer, which is the step before Yivam. Beis Shammai hold Maimer means that Rachel is officially Levi's wife. It's an official thing, Mid HaTorah. That's very good. Because now that Shimon dies, it's not good that Shimon died. But what's good is that Levi could continue to marry Rachel. It doesn't affect Rachel. Rachel is already married to Levi. Just Leah's wife, Shimon, of course, Levi can't be miyavim her because she's his wife's sister. But that's good according to the Beis Shammai, who say Rachel's mom is married to Levi min haTorah. According to Beis Shammai, that's what Maimer does. But the Basil say, no, Maimer is like halfway. It's only midrabanan. So again, according to the Beis Hillel, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven's married to Rachel. Shimon's married to Leah. Levi's not married. Reuven dies. Levi does the Maimer with Rachel. Now Shimon dies. Maimer is not enough to say that Rachel's married to Levi. She's still a Yavama. So you have two sisters, Rachel and Leah, that are both Yavamas to Levi. Then you can't be Miyavim anyone. Each one is a Chosuk Kasai, a sister of someone that there's a Zika to. And on this situation, we said, this is the Hashgacha. Of course, we have to accept it. What was to Rachel who can't finish the marriage? And what was to Leah? That Levi cannot be Miyavim her.